Hey,
we're live, baby.
Hey, hello, everyone.
Whoa, can you believe it? Wow.
We're here again.
And we survived the holidays?
Barely.
I survived the hollandaise, too, by the way. That's terrible.
Yeah, you got Potomac poisoning.
I did. Did you ever try that du jour soup?
No.
It's awful.
Really?
Don't ever get it.
It's called du jour?
Du jour, yeah.
I thought that's soup of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, du jour.
Every time I go in, don't serve me any of that du jour. I had that once. Awful. Terrible. Oh,
I see where you're going with
that. That stuff is awful. Wow.
So, okay, I just wanted to start by saying we've been doing this. Charlie and I have been getting together for, I think, a year and a half on Tuesdays. He always shows up late. But,
but other than that.
And then we go for pizza at, sometimes pizza, sometimes, where do we go? The Bringer Inn. And we go to...
That's in Morton Grove. Right? Shout out to the Bringer Inn. Hey.
Hi. And then we go to the Village Inn. Those are the three places. And we once went to this place in Chicago, which I forget the name of it, the Cajun place.
That we didn't really like then.
No, we liked it.
Which was... Oh, well, what was it then?
It was... I'll have to think of it. But they had kind of Cajun food. I was buying my mandolin.
Yes.
And then we went, anyway.
Bayou Bob's?
That was it. Okay.
That's a good name for a Cajun restaurant, by the way.
So, friends of mine have said to me that, Don, you're an adequate fiddle player. And I think I'm just adequate. Or subtractiquit. Anyway, it was really stupid. They say that I can't hold a candle up to you.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but... Oh, now you can't hold a
now
candle.
Now I can. I've been waiting all week to do that stupidity.
Okay, so what are we going to have? Let's have a tune. Slide in a little closer, Jimmy. Slide in a little closer. Oh, yeah, now you're in perfect view. What key are you in? C.
L.
You
forgot the tag.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Hey, everybody. We got people watching already here today. So I'm liking that. When we look like this, we're trying to look at the screen. And there's two people watching. We got one like.
We have one like. That's
we got
right.
one like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll go away soon. Don't worry.
Who's watching?
Yeah. Chat with us and tell us who you are, where you're from. And we'll try to mention you during the program.
Right.
Won't be that hard. Right. Just say their name.
Yeah.
Or not even their name. Just where they're from. You know. We won't say your name. We promise not to. No one would want to be named with this program, other than us. Say, what was that tune?
This that was Bean Walker Mile.
Oh, the Bean Walker Mile. I like that. That's one of those chirps tunes. I would consider that a chirp.
So that's that's in the. I'm trying to play tunes from Dear Old Illinois more.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Gary Harrison's book.
Right, right.
So I'm going through. I probably know maybe a dozen or maybe two dozen of those.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
You know, everyone is reading. Not everyone. People who read music now have the best of.
Oh, there's so much good stuff available.
Yeah, I mean, you got Claire Walt and Claire's book.
Right.
Which you could spend years and never get through.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I actually read through it one evening.
Really?
Yeah, it's only like 1,400 tunes. It's like this thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah.
I use it, you know what I use it for sometimes? If I, you know how you like to press leaves for, you know, in a notebook? I use it for that, too.
Yeah,
it's heavy.
That's good.
I was going to, you know, they ought to carry a warning on that book, though, something about, you know, picking it up may cause a hernia.
It is pretty.
It's a tome.
It's pretty
tome.
Heavy. And then the other book, of course, is the Gary Harrison and Burgess's book.
And the Christensen books.
And the Christensen books.
You know, I mean, there's so much good stuff now.
Did I ever show you my this? I have to show you this. This is my Christensen book.
Yeah.
Which,
a bit dog-eared, is it? Oh, my gosh.
Check it.
You've gotten a lot of good use out of
take
that,
a look,
man.
Look at this book. See how it's dog-eared there?
Tore up.
Now watch what. Now Charlie, look at this. Look what I have in the Christensen book. Okay, this is. Oh no, it's on the other side. This is the best. Wait till you see this.
Oh, you had people sign it?
No,
people's phone numbers.
But I use this as a phone book. I use this as a phone book.
Well,
for years.
They never dreamed when they printed that people would be able to use it as a phone book.
So I have look.
B&H.
B&H.
This is before there was area codes.
Right, right. Look, I have Reese Jones' phone number when he was.
Let's not give
in
it
Chicago.
Out. Though.
No, we won't.
It.
Barbie Silverman is in here. Jordan, Colleen, Paul Tyler.
All the local usual suspects of Chicago traditional
yes.
music.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
Are you in there?
Next page.
Probably.
Nope. Yeah, right there.
There you are.
That's
Charlie.
My old number when I lived on Hastings.
847-869-1637.
No, don't get off. No, it's like they used to do on, you know, I told you I'm on this jag watching the Rockford Files on TV, the reruns, and they always use, call me back at 555-43, you know, like the, on TV, they always used to use that 555 thing. Okay, what else you got for me? Just let me preview something just before you play the next tune. Right after this tune, we're going directly to calls from the hotline because we took three fabulous calls from the hotline this week. We want to be sure to play them. So that's coming up next.
This is going to be a little hard. Let's try Old Spain.
Old Spain.
Oh, maybe it's Old French.
Old French. D. We'll be right back.
one more.
Not too late.
You know.
Wait.
So I spilled some Crisco on the fiddle.
Yeah.
Which is why I was slipping there.
You know, you want to be careful getting that on your fingers. They'll be smaller. You know why?
Why?
It's shortening. Shortening.
That's terrible. I mean, I'm playing that and my fingers are slipping, so for some reason, that's a difficult tune.
It is.
There's a lot of notes in there.
Just getting in tune here. Hey, you know what? Let's go right to the hotline.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Let's go right to the hotline. Okay, give me a moment to set up here. I got to turn on the speaker. I got to get my phone connected to the speaker. Let's see here what we got here. Oh, going right to the old hotline, folks. Viz Patience. We got 3 fabulous calls from the hotline this week. Yeah, we're hooked up. Here we go. Get ready. Here they come. Come on, baby. All right, here we go.
Yes, I was wondering if you could play "I'll Hold the Lantern While Mother Chops the Wood." And also would like to know what key that's in. Thank you.
Okay, that was a very strange call. Seems like we get a lot of calls from West Virginia. Is everybody there everybody I know there is retired. So that's right, probably part of the problem. But so that was John Blizzard calling in, wanting to know play the tune "I'll Hold the Lantern While Mother Chops the Wood." Do you know that?
No, I don't know that.
I can play, however, a tune called "Who Put the Turtle in Aunt Myrtle's Girdle and Took the Sag Out of the Old Bag?" That's a good number.
That's great.
But I think that's a companion piece to "You Hold the Lantern While I Chop the Wood." But anyway, so that's we have that request. I think I'm going to actually write a tune between now and our next session.
You're actually going to compose.
I'm going to compose a tune entitled "I'll Hold the Lantern While Mother Chops the Wood," and we'll see how it goes. It's a challenge. Mark this date, red letter date. I'm going to compose a tune for next time. Here we go. Hey, we got another call here. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, this is Lester Roadhog Borans, the Cadillac Cowboys Country Music Band. I'm calling the Big Possum Fiddle Show. And I know a Wichita old Charlie Waldron's guitar player that played with him for years. We need old Wichita back in our band. After he done jump shit, start playing 6 Dame for Charlie Waldron. I got a couple shows booked next Saturday over in Rainbow Valley. We need Wichita back. We're doing a gospel benefit show for the shut-ins at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. We're doing another one at the Rainbow Valley Flea Market. It's going to be located at the old drive-in movie lot across from the chicken plucking plant. And, I know Charlie Walter likes having Wichita. We're going to need him back, okay? Okay. Thank you.
I know who that is.
Lester Roadhog Moran.
No, that's my orthopedic surgeon.
Yes? Why? What makes you say that?
Sounds like him.
It sounds like, really, it sounds like him. Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah. Here's another quite long message. Wow. Let's dig in, because people are taking the time to call the program. Right. I feel like we have to justify, you know, their call. So we're going to play this one. I think this is, we don't know who this is.
Yeah, Bob Davis, Gilbert Gnarly.
Oh, it's Gilbert Gnarly.
A-R-L-A-Y. I'm calling from the second floor of the St. Pius Adora Gold Buckeye Retirement Community. And I was recently on a bus tour with the retirement home down in Nashville. It was called the Seedier Sack, the underbelly of Nashville. And I stopped at a truck stop, and I was in the men's room sitting on the potty, and I noticed the hole in the stall of the men's room.
And, well, that was a good call. That's a great call. We'll have to get to that later. Yeah. I'm not sure where that was going, but I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, Gilbert, I'll call you back about that one, buddy.
So I forgot to turn on that red thing.
It's okay. Yeah. We're getting this. Yeah. We're getting this.
So, you know, I have to make myself a list of my tunes.
A
list of my tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't find it.
Why? Okay? Why couldn't you find it?
It was hiding somewhere.
Oh, man.
You know.
Well, you know what?
Either that, or my friend Tobin took it. He said then I'd have to pay him. I'd have to pay Tobin.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? If you'd if you want, I can go look for your list. I'll be right back. What are we going to play? We're going to play something together here.
Let's play.
We're going to play something together here. Two fiddles. Play. Here we go. What's it called?
No. What was it we could...
I think we have disparate versions of this tune.
We're
just gonna dig in. We're just
play it alike. You know, that's interesting too, because it's very easy to get confused the second time through.
Yes. Yep. That's that. Now you're playing it right. I was kind of monkey junking the second part a little bit.
Monkey junking?
Yeah, putting garbage in. You know?
Yeah.
Putting garbage in. What do you call that?
Well, you know that.
That's, I know, but I can't remember the name.
Briar
Picker Brown.
Yeah, I won't use the name.
There's an alt title we won't say.
Yeah.
So we've worked our way through
nose
the hotline.
Picker,
call.
Nose Picker Brown.
Nose Picker Brown. Yes. I think we need more music now. We gotta have more music because we played the hotline calls. Hey, I just want to make an announcement. If you're watching right now, this afternoon, 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, episode 14, which is actually the episode before this, which I recorded over the weekend in my basement, will be on a premiere on my YouTube channel at 5 o'clock today.
That's very exciting.
And I'll be online for live chat. I'll be online for live chat.
Asleep.
Can you believe
really?
That? Live chat.
I could call in.
No calling. Just it's all, you know,
I could chat.
And I'll chat back and I'll make comments. Useful.
And what
kind of like director's commentary.
What time will this be?
5 o'clock Central Standard Time today.
Do you know, I watched a movie. I watched a movie, a Western. My wife and I, Joe, we watched a movie and Tom Sauber was in the movie.
Anybody out there know who Tom Sauber is?
Anyone know? He played in a band with... Brad Leftwich, I think.
Well, you know, notably, he was involved in a lot of early field recording. He did that Earl Collins record,
right.
I think is one of the best fiddle records ever recorded.
It's a great one.
You know?
I think it's downstairs. It's an LP.
Yeah, it's a really nice record. If you don't have Collins, This Is Earl, I think it's called,
right.
Something like that.
Plus, Marion Thede's book has a lot of Earl Collins transcriptions in it.
Right. He was a real Ozarker, that guy. Yeah.
Did you make a copy of Mike Cole's... I forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah. It's hard to find a tune in my version of Cole's.
When you don't have an index.
Because there's no index. No,
it's useless.
Discombobulated.
It's a thousand tunes. Well,
burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
Okay, what are we going to have?
See?
I think it's a D. I think that's D. Tune in a little closer. You're veering off the screen. There you go. Okay, here we go.
It's out of their old Illinois.
Wow, there's a lot of good tunes in that.
There's a lot of
I'm
going
to have to start and, playing through that. So.
And I will tell you, that is crooked because...
Why don't you hold the book up?
Yeah. It's,
is it still for sale? I'm
not sure. As a matter of fact, someone asked me about this. And it's you can still buy it. If you Google their old Illinois, the CDs are also available. There's
okay.
Three CDs.
Yeah, I know the CDs
this
are
great.
This is great.
Yeah, I think one of the Harrisons... got it reissued.
Maybe so. Cliff.
No, maybe not Cliff. Genevieve. Probably.
Oh, Genevieve. Yeah. You know who plays a lot of tunes out of there, though, is Cliff Harrison. And
yes,
I was down to his house, it's been 2 years ago now, recording some jig 6/8 time stuff. Right. And he knew like a bunch of 6/8 time. If you like those Midwestern 6/8ers, there's a bunch of them in there.
Were you at Jeff Seidstarfest?
No, but I just tried to drink coffee out of this Bluetooth speaker. And you can see my confusion.
There's my God.
I could have electrocuted myself.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's great.
I wasn't at Dogfest, no.
Well, Cliff was at Dogfest, and we played a lot of tunes from that.
Would it be possible that you're telling us a tale from Dogfest?
No.
A tale.
A tale from Dogfest. Oh, my God.
Please try to be courteous. The egg.
Okay, this is the last...
Let me smell the egg first. How does it smell? It has no smell. How long has it been sitting out?
A couple months.
It's like...
So, this is the egg we put in vinegar last week. And when you put an egg in vinegar, it gets rid of the shell.
Right.
And then you have the membrane holding the yolk. How odd is that? The yolk is actually in here. I was going to eat this.
That sounds oddly erotic.
And Charlie convinced me not to eat this.
Yeah, don't eat it. Yeah. Feed it to Joe.
Feed it to my wife. No, that wouldn't be good.
That would be very nice.
That would be nice. Feed it to my... No, I shouldn't say
What do you got?
Let's see, what should we play?
I think we got time for two more. We're running out of time. You know, this our beautiful half hour with all of our many listener, viewer.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank our viewer today, but we're almost done with this. Our beautiful time here together is almost finished. So let's see what you got there.
You know,
we've got time for two more tunes.
You're
always sliding out of the camera, though. I'll try to wear a better deodorant next week.
My theme song. We always
oh, yeah,
my theme song.
Hey, wait, we got a message.
Welcome to the chat. Smack Young. It's yo, it's me. Hey, man, hey.
Who was it?
Smack. Do you know Smack?
Smack
Your
Killen?
Viewer. Yeah.
Bob Smackula?
No. He lives up in Minnesota. He goes by the name of Smack. He's a great fiddle player. Very enthusiastic fiddle player,
really?
Like we need. The guy who's into all the old Midwestern tunes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to meet Smack. Key we in. G, sounds like G.
This is my favorite tune.
Hang on. Close enough.
We played this the first time. This is Old Time Billy in the Low Ground.
Okay, Old Time Billy in the Low Ground. Very good. Hey, Smack, why don't you come down and see us sometime, buddy? He's up there in Minneapolis. If you ever get a chance to see this guy, Smack Young, play the fiddle, I mean, he's the real deal.
Wow.
He's the real deal.
And I probably have not met him because
he comes to Cliff Top.
Does he ever go to Bob Bovey's festival?
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
We might be going to Bob Bovey's.
You know, I've never been up to that festival. I should go sometime. I don't know why. I think it always conflicts with something we do regularly. Maybe like the Allegheny Echoes thing or something. It might conflict with that.
I thought we'd finish with something a little bit different.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
And it's going to be one of these. Maybe we could have people guess what.
Oh, this is a mystery tune.
Another mystery tune.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, the mystery tune was the theme from F Troop.
Yes.
And one gentleman, we got a call on the hotline. By the way, should I give out that number? I think I should. I don't know why I don't have it memorized. I never call it. That's why. You know, but the hotline is an excellent way to interact with the show. And if you want to interact with the show, you're going to have to call 847-920-7587. Now, one monumental thing we've never done is taken a live call during the program. So I hope someday someone will actually call because my phone will go ape. I'll connect them to the Bluetooth speaker.
I could call in.
No, because you're sitting right here. I think there'd be like, there might be some radio interference or
right,
something.
Right, right.
But anyway, 847-920-7587. Call between now and next week. We'll put you on Possum's Big Fiddle Show.
Do you know my friend Ray?
Ray?
Ray Dio.
Ray Dio. Ray Dio. Oh, Ray Dio.
Ray Dio.
Right, yeah. Ray Dio. But you know what? We're all Americans.
Yes.
What do you got? What key? We're going out on this one, folks. What
key?
G. Okay.
Up a little bit there.
I understand. I was dragging you a little.
You were
bit
dragging. A little.
So that's the mystery tune.
That's the mystery tune. Yes.
So call the hotline. Tell us what the name of it is.
That's a tough one.
I know that's a really tough tune.
Yeah,
that's a tough mystery tune. Okay, I think that's all we got time for, folks. Thanks. We'll see you next Tuesday, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, right here, right on this channel.
Who knows? Maybe another science experiment. You never know.
or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
How do you turn this thing off?